Hello, welcome to Woodland Stories, where we take a walk in the woods with a small woodland owner. Listen as we embark on an audio tour of the forest from the perspective of family forest owners.
As far as a favorite place, too many options. This is probably my favorite spot in the whole place, actually, which is the stump that the cougar sits on. Well, I haven't seen it for a long time, but grandson and I were up here probably 15 years ago, right after I built this trail through here, and he screamed, and of course I didn't have a quad then, we were on foot. He screamed, and in the world, you know, he's about 7-8 years old then, and Cat. Well, what's a cat doing up here? Well, it was a big cat. But he sat right in, it was all polished off right in that shelf right there. And apparently he decided to take up residence there. It's really not that visible now, but when, basically I planted all these trees with the exception of that one and a couple over here, and that was it. But I finally got around to cleaning this. This was worse than what you're looking at back there. I stuck the trees in the ground and the cascara and the brush took it over. We had a real dry winter and I actually cleaned this in February and it was really dry. I mean, it was dusty even then. But last year now we had all kinds of cones on those firs. There's another one of those paper birch trees, the only one that's up here on the hill. But until this grew up, you could stand right here and you could see the top of Tillamook Head. And then beautiful view of Saddle Mountain, Green Mountain, whatever. So I thought, gee, if I ever build another house, I'd like to clean that and build it right here. Maybe someday it'll get old, but I'm still finding new things every day. I don't know, this is my recreation. You know, a lot of people fish, hunt, travel. I'd rather be up here, just fiddling around. Maybe not in the 30 degree weather when it's pouring down rain, but day like today, I'd rather be here than sitting on a beach. It's nice and quiet. And you know, I haven't ever made any money on this place, probably won't live long enough to. But, you know, what's a psychologist charge per hour? I mean, what's it worth to your mental health just to be relaxed and be, you know, happy with what you're doing? I just enjoy coming up here and seeing, you know, even though I'm up here practically all day, every day, I see different stuff all the time. And I can visualize, you know, that tree or this tree or that tree over there when I planted it. And it's just kind of satisfying to look back and say, hey, you know, there it is. So maybe it would be here if I wasn't, maybe not.